Blog Talk Radio.
She never slowed down. She doesn't know why, but she knows that when she's all alone, feels like it's all coming down. She won't turn around.
Y'all, this is Nas, Jimmy Black.
Yo, you rocking with your man TJ.
Yeah, this is your boy Black Ice.
Your boy Too Short.
Yeah, it's your man Boss Hog.
This your boy Ace Em Up.
Yo, this is John Legend.
What's up, man? This your boy Renesee.
This your main man Trip, representing the No Coast, Indiana. TripleplatinumUnderground.com. Chilling with Three Queens, the movement. You know how they do it. Holla, one.
It's your girl, Lush You Lush. Three Queens, the movement is going down tonight. And the show is called Mixed Messages. Have you ever had mixed messages from a significant other, coworker, opposite sex, same sex? Just mixed messages, mixed signals. You know, did they ever rub you the wrong way or whatever? You know, tell us, have you ever got any kind of mixed signals from anybody? Today's show is about mixed signals, man. Maybe you thought somebody was trying to get you play and really they weren't. Maybe they had something stuck in their eye, you know? Hey, mixed signals, man. Call in at 347-826-7722. It's going down with the Street Queens, the movement. And the second half of the show, we're talking about current issues that's going on in the news, man. Call in at 347-826-7722. It's Street Queens, the movement. And we are on, and we're getting it on. But, you know, before we go ahead and get to the nitty-gritty, we got some commercials to play because, you know, we got to pay our bills. So check this out. When we come back, we're going to get live in the show.
Having a party? Need a DJ? How about the best damn DJ in the business?
DJ Hustle. Visit DJ Hustle at hustleevents.com to book your next surprise birthday party, corporate event, or bachelor party. With over 40,000 songs, DJ Hustle is ready to play any request. Check out DJ Hustle at hustleevents.com. That's hustleevents.com. You can never hustle hard enough.
Attention, music connoisseurs. Are you frustrated and aggravated from listening to conventional radio? Sick and tired hearing the same lame 20 songs over and over again? You need to be listening to blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. Lush Radio Online. Hosted by Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush has her ear to the street and plays all the new and independent artists out there. To listen to Lushy Lush, log on to blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. And don't forget to call into the station 347-826-7722. Independent artists and record labels can submit music to Lush Radio Online MP3s at gmail.com. Lush Radio Online, you just officially got stamped.
It's your girl, Lushy Lush. Did you ever think about picking up a magazine to see nothing but the hottest ladies that's doing hot things in the industry, from models to business owners? We trying to find out the beauty outside and the beauty within. So if you thought about that, pick up E2K magazine at www.myspace.com/E2K magazine or www.everything2.com. Or email them at E2K Magazine@gmail.com. Holla at your girl, man. Pick up E2K Magazine and support them in their movement, man. Like Nike say, just do it, do it, do it.
Yeah, yeah, what's happening? This Big Wishbone, Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah, this your boy Kool Rock from the Fat Boys. And when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
Yeah. Street Queens, the movement, live in the building. Show today is talk about mixed messages. Call in at 347-826-7722. Also, log on to www.streetqueensthemovement.ning.com and go ahead and just, you know, post yourself up. Log on to our community, man. Support us in the movement. Support Sickle Cell. You know what I mean? It's going down. Looking for artists to support Sickle Cell. Support the AIDS movement, man. And donate to the cause for research, man. We go into the lines to bring my beautiful queen. What's up, Emma? What's up, Emma?
Peace, queen.
Peace, queen. What's popping with you, girl?
You already know. I'm on the Twitter checking, E2K underscore magazine. I'm up 500 plus. Yeah.
Go ahead, girl. You was getting it in. That's what I'm talking about, boo-boo. You know what I'm saying? Definitely, man. I wanna shout all our queens out. You know, definitely. You know, hopefully they'll join us a little bit later in the show. Shout out Miss Toy, Lissette, Felicia Sabre, and also Ceezy, who'll be joining us on later on the show. Hold on, this might be peace, queen.
What up, Lissette in the house?
Ah, wow, peace, queen.
Peace, queen.
Yes.
Peace,
how
queen.
How you doing, girl? Wagwan.
nothing much.
It's good to be here. God knows the struggle.
it's
good to hear from you.
I'm here, girl. I'm glad to hear you. So,
man, I tell you, I'm looking for my money. Have you seen it? Because I'm looking for it. I can't find it.
Raise your hand up. Yeah, it's finally hanging out with mine, so. First one to spot it.
when you find yours, find mine too, Lord.
I'll send you a memo, all right?
Jesus.
Oh, man. What's new? What's poppin', ladies?
Ain't nothing much. Digging in the scene on the gangster lane, girl.
Man, what? Stop playing. That's good.
Today's show is about mixed messages. You know,
mixed signals.
Mixed signals, mixed messages. You know, you might get, you know, your significant other, you know, might give you a, you know, mixed signal about something, or the opposite sex, the same sex, or your boss, or just somebody you thought that they were trying to hit on you, but, hey, they might have had dirt in their eye. Who knows?
Or your man tell you, listen, babe, I got to talk to you real serious. You think he's about to propose, he told you, you know, I got this girl pregnant.
Oh, my God.
Like, what?
Baby, let me talk to you for a second. I've been having this pain in my gut. I don't know what I ate. Get ass off.
Yeah, man.
You want to talk about mixed signals, man? I tell you, I started this new job, and there's this particular person who's training, was training me at one time or another, not mentioning no names. And so, you know, I thought everything was all fine and dandy and friendly. Turns out she had a crush on me, so
ooh.
I was like, damn, what
yeah,
the
that's a big signal cross.
I mean,
wow.
I don't even know if that was a signal or just a, you know, a train crash. I was like, wow.
So how did you actually know? Like, did she say something directly? Like,
you know, when you ever caught somebody talking to your chest. Yeah, it was a situation like that, talking to my behind, my chest, talking to everything else but me, right, you know.
Mm.
So that was a big sign right there.
Yeah, that's a flag.
You're
going
there trying to get some training and the mixed signal is, wow, you thought they were just, you know, just trying to train you. Instead they trying to
hit
on
you.
Yeah,
she was trying to train her, right, but...
It was a mixed signal.
To train her to join the Rainbow Coalition movement.
It's hard being fly.
Hey. It's
wow.
A curse we got. It's a curse we got.
What?
Wow.
I can't help it if I'm a Puerto Rican mommy. So, yeah, that's something that I was dealing with for several weeks, and I was like, you know what? What am I going to do? So I just kept it moving, you know, like nothing happened.
Uh-huh.
No disrespect. People are going to look anyway, you know?
Wow. That is crazy.
I thought it was kind of funny, you know.
Mm-hmm. Wow, yeah. Mixed signals.
I had a similar, well, not the job thing. I had kind of like a thing like that, but it was in a club. Like, I went out dancing with a couple of guy friends of mine. You know, I usually hang out with dudes, so we hanging out, whatever. You know, they girl watching. You know, they searching for the chicks or whatever. And so you know, we dancing. We go to the dance floor. So I'm the only female, and it's like 5-6 dudes, and, you know, we just dancing, whatever, having a great time. And all of a sudden, the guys say no homo, none of that. I'm not into women, but this white lady, like, she was real tall, model material, beautiful, black short hair and all that. I mean, she was gorgeous. She comes in the dance floor, and she starts dancing with the group that I was in. It's me, like I said, and like 5-6 other guys. They seen her, they got, like, excited. It's like, oh, shit, yo, son. And everybody tries to dance with her, and she's really, like, you know, like, but dancing away. And the next one is
like,
yo,
like,
come. You know, like, you know how when you don't, you could give the person the eye, like, I'm not trying to dance with you. Like, you know, go away. So everybody's trying. It's like, wow. So, like, the fifth one is like, I got this, son. So he starts dancing, nothing. So I'm dancing with the last one. We're dancing. All of a sudden, the girl starts dancing behind me.
Wow.
So the dude's like, yo, turn around. She's behind you. I'm like, why am I turning around? So he's like, let me get in between you. So I'm like, all right. So I turn around, and I put him in the middle. She comes all around and starts dancing behind me again. So I'm like, okay, maybe they just acting like wolves, and she's probably a little, you know, scared and want to hang with a woman. So I'm like, okay, you know, whatever. So I turn around, so I start smiling. I'm like, hey, how you doing? She's like, hi, how are you? I'm like, hey, cool, whatever. Listen, this is my friends, and I'm, you know, I start introducing her. Oh, that's great, whatever. She was like, but I want to dance with you.
What's your name?
I said, I got to go to the bathroom. I'll be back. They were like, no, come on, stay here. They wanted me to stay so she could stay. I'm like, wow, that was nutso in the wurzel. So that was like,
that's not a mixed signal though. That was direct.
That contact. Was kind of direct, right?
Yeah,
that wasn't.
But have you ever had a situation like, say you, like, you know, you just nice to a guy, or you might have had smiled or something. But it was nothing. It was nothing innocent. But for some reason, that gave that indication to that guy that he that you're trying to give him some chance to, you know, get in the sack. You know?
That happened to me.
You know, the mixed signal are like...
Let's talk about the mixed signal. Like when somebody, let's say, buys you a drink, is that a mixed signal for a yes? Let's
no,
you know,
I don't.
Back tonight?
No.
Because I don't know. I've seen a lot of my female friends kind of like go through this situation where he bought me a drink and it's like, but shorty, where you going? Let's go back to my crib.
Does that ordain you to be going home with that person since he purchased you a drink? Is that a mixed signal?
I think you know where the mixed signal comes from. Not necessarily that he buys you the drink, but that you're sitting there waiting for more, like for him to get
more
you
drink?
Toasted. So he obviously think that you're feeding him like that. You're sitting there buying, you know, drinking from his bottle and all that. So
now, I've been in situations where, you know, somebody buys me a drink and then all of a sudden it's like, let me grope you. And, you know, that's not appropriate. You do
that. That's
that
an
invitation. That
and that's what, Lizanne, that's what he's supposed to say. Nigga, it was a drink, not a bottle. Okay? Back off. It wasn't a bottle of Patron you just bought me, okay? No feely-feely.
Oh, man. What is that?
Wow, we gotta invite one time to meet live in the building. Peace, Felicia, what's poppin'?
Felicia Sabree, what's poppin', homie?
Peace, queen.
Peace.
You just walked into a hot mess, I tell you that much. We're talking about mixed signals and whatnot.
Oh, she kind of.
We lost her?
Yeah, I think she got bumped off or something.
Oh. So let me finish my story until she comes back in. So I do a lot of clubs, whatever. So one time I was working a club, and I'm at the door. I let the guy, you know, usually what we do is, like, if you see a group of guys, like five and more of the guys, you know, you let, like, the main dude in, like the one that you know is going to buy the bottles and stuff like that. You let him in free, let his boys, you know, reduce. So I seen him, whatever. I was like, you know what, you know, let him in, whatever. I let him in free. His boys reduce. He goes inside, he's having a good time, he bought a bottle, whatever. I come back to check on him. Because as a host, you throw in an event away as a host, that's what you're supposed to do. Make sure everybody's comfortable, you know, there's no problems, and you know. So I go check on him. Everything's okay, you're having fun? Yeah, I'm having a great time. Yo, thanks, I appreciate you, you know, letting me in, whatever. Nah, no problem, whatever. But so during the night, I'm just, you know, I'm keeping an eye on him, just making sure that in him and like 10 other people that I let in, making sure that, because I'm making my rounds. Yo, you okay? You good? All right. You need anything? All right, call me. No problem. All right, you need anything or whatever. At the end of the night, I'm ready to leave. I go outside, and I see him in the car outside waiting, like, you know, just waiting, whatever. So, I'm coming out, whatever. I'm talking with some people in the front. He beeps the horn. He's like, hey, I'm waiting for you. I'm like, huh? He goes, I'm waiting for you. I'm like, I said, wait, what'd you say? He goes, I'm waiting for him. I'm like, waiting for me for what? I got a ride. That's cool. Thank you. I appreciate it. He's like, oh, nah, I'm saying I was waiting for you because I thought, you thought what? What did you think? He was like, oh, my bad or whatever. And you could tell, like, he kind of, like, felt a little stupid. And I felt, like, stupid. Like, you're waiting for me outside because I let you in for free? I let 10 other dudes in for free. So there should be, like, 9 more cars here parked.
Now, you know, a big signal.
You know what I'm saying? Like, where did you get that from?
There should have been
that's crazy. I had a situation where, with mixed signals, where, you know, I'm always thinking about business majority of the time. So, I'm walking in this bank, and you know, I see the gentleman. You know, I'm just passing the card. You know, say, you know, I do the online radio, blah, 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 you know what I'm saying? But that doesn't mean that, you know what I'm saying, I'm trying to get at you. I'm talking about, you know, look at the information, log on to the site, check out the stuff, right?
Right.
But for some reason, the individual thinks that they can call you up and, you know, chat with you and all this stuff. Nah, I'm not trying to, I'm not trying to let you wife me up. What you doing? You know, what's going on?
It's like, where did you pick that up? Did I say that in the card? Did I write that in the business card?
Wow. That is horrible.
What about, like, let's say even, what about in a relationship already? like you're dealing with somebody, you know, you've seen them or whatever. Like they say, you know, it's not called dating anymore. It's called seeing. Like, I'm just seeing people or whatever. Like,
dating
if you just
checking up.
Like, if you just walking by and just looking at them and keep walking, like, how are you seeing somebody? Like, anyway, So, you know, that situation when you're seeing somebody or dating or whatever, but it's not confirmed because the title of, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, is not there. But, yeah, y'all do everything else under the sun that under that title y'all would do. You know, all of a sudden, you know, they're acting like they're wifing you and all that and all this and, you know, all this lovey-dovey stuff. And the moment that something happens where it's like a minor disrespect, they throw it at you like, wait a minute, but you ain't my girl.
Mm.
Oh, please, queen, speak about that. What's going on with that?
What a kick in the...
I'm not your girl, but that's not what you said when we was laying up. That's not what you said when the other shorty was trying to kick it to me and I ended up leaving with you. Like, okay, well, like, what's good with that?
What is good with that? I have no idea.
Now, isn't that a mixed signal or that's just like a direct diss?
That is a direct diss.
You think it's a direct diss? Lush, what do you think? Lushy Lush? Okay.
Drinking
the Patron. Look at that. She gave me a mixed signal. I'm thinking she's on. See, this is what I'm talking about. I'm thinking she's on listening and she's tweeting. I just seen her throw out a tweet. That's what it is.
That's what it was. Oh,
yeah.
No,
she just threw out a tweet. Did she just go? Don't she got a laptop?
She's typing. That's what it is. What she's typing.
Unbelievable.
You know what though, I have a mixed signal too. Every day I take the toll, right? Right over the bridge, whatever. And I happen to go in the same lane, and it happens to be the same person. And then every day it's kind of like, okay, here's my money. Look at each other and kind of winks at me. And I'm like, what the hell is that? Was that a thank you? Is he trying to say what's up? Like, what is the wink? What does the wink mean?
Mm.
I can see the wink every day, so should I?
Right. A wink could be part of, like, somebody that's like a flirt, like Lush. Okay.
Yeah.
Somebody that's like a flirt, they have that winking situation where it's just like, hey, like an okay, like a stamp of approval or something.
I'm
like, hey,
I'm
like.
I'm going to get over the bitch free or something.
You're not going to make sense.
Are you gonna give it back? Like,
like my money's no good here?
Did I just get a discount? Like, what the hell was that?
My money's no good here.
That's a rough one. What the hell am I supposed to think? Or should I run it? Like, what do you want me to do?
Should I keep going? Are you really gonna call police after me? Like,
I don't understand. Like, you know, give him the money. It's kind of like a pause there, and then it's like, okay, should I go? You're gonna give it back? Like, what's up?
Or maybe like it could be like a friend. You know, like my godfather, like he had that little thing. Like everything was a wink. Like he'd be, hey, how you doing? And he would just wink. Like not to the men, but to the women. I noticed that he would do that. Like, or if you would talk to him, like and somehow like an approval, he would just wink. Like, so you knew like it was okay. So I don't know. I'm just saying I seen that with my godfather, him doing that.
But a wink to an individual, depending on man, female, whatever, could be a mixed signal. Somebody could take it as, hey, I'm about to take you into sex. And some people could take it as, hey, man,
kind
of a salute. Yeah.
trying to get over the toe for free?
The wink could be like, shut your mouth, don't say nothing.
Oh, right. Because I've seen that type of wink, too. Like, yo, keep it, you know what I mean?
I saw you see me kind of wink.
Yeah, I saw you. We don't see each other yet, because in the hood, they do that, too. Like, you know, something happens. You see a body on the floor, everybody winking. When the cop is asking questions, like, what the hell? What kind of mix is that?
Your mom could give you the wink. I llegar en casa. Your mother's going to be home in a few. And you got the wink, like, I got you.
Be like, yeah, exactly. Like, in front of people, like, lucky the ACS, chacho. And Sunday guy gonna burn though.
So that could be a big signal right there. It could be like, oh, damn, she just winked. Did she
right.
Just, what does that mean?
Like, did she wink? Like, right, it's like you have to decipher that. Did she wink with a smile or she had a frown? Because the two winks are different. It depended if she was smiling or she was she biting her lip. Was she biting? Because she bite her lip. Oh, damn.
She bit her lip, man. She bit her lip. That would mean a whipping. What?
A whipping.
What? What if you had a mixed signal, right? Like, you know, when you were little and your mama said, John, come over here, or Sally, come over here. And you think your mother coming over here, so you get, she's like, oh, I'm about to whoop your butt.
Yeah. Oh, no. Listen, my mother got me real good one time. She was like, oh, do me a favor. Go up to my closet and get me my belt. You know, the big, thick belt. The big, thick leather belt. Get me that belt. The one that, you know, that's black and matches with these shoes that I have right here. I'm like, okay. So I run upstairs. I go get the belt. Yeah. She said, you sure this was the thick one? That I said, yeah. I gave it as soon as it. What? I'm like, what happened? You didn't tell me you was going to hit me.
I just got flashbacks. You know, my father maybe at once, he's like, go ahead, go upstairs. And I had no idea. My mom squealed on me. So I'm thinking everything is sweet. Go upstairs, get the leather belt. He goes, no, get the one with my name on it. It has my own on it. Oh, man. I go upstairs and I'm like, this one, Papi? This one? He goes, what does it smell like? It smells like leather.
Yeah,
that was messed up, bro.
Yeah, I smelled the belt.
I don't wear belts. Put it like that. I walk around, you know, my thighs will hold it up. I'm all good. No,
it's the phobia. It's like, I have a phobia.
Leather belts? No. Give me a chain belt. I'll rock that one. Leather belt. I'm good.
Oh, my God. That's so bright flashbacks.
What? And try to call a cop.
And
they're like, oh, I see. I'll get you the phone. Here, call a cop. I hear you.
Yeah, why don't you call? I'm going to be cooking for them when they get here. Like, oh, shit. She going to whip their ass. Like, I'm not even calling.
What about mixed signals? Should I get the belt? What? You know, did she squeal? That was messed up, man. It was a setup.
I said, let me see. If I tell them, will they get me out this house? Do I want to leave?
Oh, my God. That was horrible. He made me
so what's a mixed signal no-no? What is a no-no?
Don't wink at the tobos, man. I'm about to run the tobos. Like, I'm about to really holler. Like, listen, man. I'm about to run. Should I give you my money? I don't know.
No winking. Right, no winking. And, I think a big no-no would be... Let me see. A big no-no would be, wow, what a big no-no would be. There's so many no-no.
Wink.
Huh? Yes,
the same sex wink. Don't wink at me.
Why
are you winking at me? Don't wink at
me. Yeah, the same sex wink. That's a little, That's more direct, though. I don't think I think that's really like, she went straight.
We got a caller from the 202 DMV live in the building. You know, talking about mixed messages, man.
Madam Madonna.
Peace.
So you talk mixed messages as far as like romantic mixed messages?
Any mixed signals. Relationship, romantic, business. Just the point of the mixed signal situation.
I mean, what would be without mixed signals? How else would we manipulate men? She's not gonna carry them groceries, pay them bills. It's all about dangling the promise of pussy, just like like a dead rabbit in a little dog race. They're not gonna catch it. They just think they're gonna catch it. It's on a little mechanical joint that runs around the length of the track. They're never gonna catch it. It's just awesome.
So that goes for both, though, for men and women, because men do the same thing.
It does.
Mm.
Men definitely will mislead women.
That is so funny.
We got to dish it out to them, like you dish it out to us.
Wow. That's funny. But you know what? More than funny is she's so true. Like, she's just dead on that.
Because men are hunters. Like, you got to send a mixed signal because. More so is the promise of getting some than actually getting some. Getting some, that's the boring part to them. the thought of it. All right. And then, because we know that that's what they're after, mixed signals are fun. Like
the pursuit of it.
That, exactly. We wink, we bend over, we lean up against the club. Oh, you're so
funny. Put the pants tight. Show the twins.
Happen.
We
might
show
well,
the twins,
yeah,
right?
But all the while, we might as well have a metal song on. It ain't never happening. It's one of them little old school joints with the lock and key, the little... Like a little cat in belt.
That was hilarious. She just went into the freaking the secret bag, got the tricks out. Yeah, but you know what? People will maneuver that. I mean, you ever been in a, let's say, in a shopping center or something, you go to buy sneakers, you know, you're going to wink, try to get a discount, you know.
Hell yeah, I'm trying to get a 2-for-1. I'm trying to get one for me and one for my son.
What's your employee discount like? Can I have your 40%?
I thought you get one for me and one for my son. But they'd be like, oh, you got a kid? See, that kills a mixed signal. They're like, oh, she's a baby mama. It kills a mixed
it's
signal.
Like, what? You got three kids? Yeah, so let me just go on to the next customer real quick. Excuse me.
Like, wow. They're like, you too fertile. You fertile Myrtle. They don't want no mixed signals from the fertile Myrtle. Be a mixed signal pregnancy test.
What do you think is a big no-no though? A mixed signal no-no.
A mixed signal no-no is if you know you're in a monogamous thing that ain't budging. It's unfair to string someone along for a long time. Like I've seen that happen, and I've been the victim of it, and I've done it before. Like stringing people along for whatever manipulative reasons you got. When you know it ain't never going to go down, it's a lot of bad karma in that. Whether they give it back to you, it's a lot of bad karma in that.
Wow.
So I feel like, you know, to get a pair of sneakers or to cut in line or to get your car through inspection, that's different. But, I mean, like, string somebody on for years. So tell somebody it's their kid. Like, that's just something like that. That's just...
Talking about the house, the white picket fence y'all getting, and eventually the matching cars y'all gonna have, and then
exactly.
You know deep in your heart that is not even going further than what's happening at the moment.
Oh man.
Yeah,
oh,
that's true. Stringing people along is not cool.
We got Felicia,
and the good thing
live.
That is karma
what's
though.
What's up, Felicia?
Hey, Felicia.
Hi, I'm sorry, ladies. I was having technical difficulties. I was trying to call in.
Peace, Queen. Oh, you gave us a mixed signal, Queen. We thought you was on, and we were like, Felicia, and you wasn't.
I'm here. Amen. Are we talking about mixed signals?
Yes.
Yep.
Give us your story.
Mixed signal. You know, I had a situation where I was talking to a guy, and he told me straight off the bat, like, I'm not looking for a girl. I just got out of a 5-year relationship. That I've only been single for so long. I just want to be friends. I want to get down, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, you know what? I don't really need a man, but I could use a cutty buddy. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So real talk, I did that, but he was sending me mixed signals because I was feeling like it was going to be the house and the kids because we were spending a lot of time together, you know, doing a lot of things, having fun. We have a lot in common. You know what I mean? It was just kind of like, it's crazy because when guys do that, usually it's like you get along so good. It's like, why wouldn't we just be together? We kick it like we're friends. That's what we're supposed to be, friends and lovers. You know what I mean? But it didn't work out. But, you know, I just think when guys do that, they shouldn't be so close, like.
Yeah,
you know?
But you know what,
you
though?
I want that attention. Like, I want to keep
at least the distance.
Oh.
Right. Keep the distance. Don't be calling me every day. Don't be all up everywhere with me. And then, you know, yeah, keep a distance. Call me once a week. Let's stay 3 times
exactly.
a week. Let's, you know. Don't introduce me to your family. Ain't no need for me to know
exactly.
your family.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, why am I meeting your family and friends?
It backfires on them. It backfires. And I'm going to tell you when it backfires on them. I had a guy like that told me that from the beginning. He was like, girl, because, you know, they fall in love with this. One night. And I was like, oh, well, I'm forewarned. Woe is me. So, I mean, he hit it. So he did the whoopee-whoop whatever. And I kept him like the biggie, two in each state. He was my little B-more boogie. And so when I didn't call him.
Mm-hmm.
And so he didn't want to talk to all of this. I don't want this, and I don't want that, and I don't want no attachment. When I did not call him, it burned his soul.
Mm.
Like he called me. He was like, I was just making sure you had the number. you know, because I had my phone off of my head. I just wanted to see if you, maybe if you called or not. And his friends was, Bugs' friends was calling me, like, trying to hint around, like, you talked to him or you been thinking about him? I'm like, nah. You know what I'm saying? So, look, trust me, it gets back to them. Somebody comes and hurts their heart just like they do that to you. So it always comes back around.
Well, at least we can rest assured in that, I guess, right? Well, goes around, comes out, baby, because if I don't get back at you, somebody sure will.
Yes.
Okay, what about, like, if you tell another lady, okay, you look nice over there, right? That doesn't mean that you're trying to, you know what I'm saying? Like, you might be giving her a compliment, but some women get offended unless they're, like, bi, and they're like, all right, you can go ahead, you know what I'm saying? But, like, if you got a female and you say, hey, man, you look nice, so I like your hair, some women get offended and cuss you out, you know?
That's true.
And what if you just giving them a compliment, like, on some regular piece, nothing more, nothing less?
But I think it's like Lizette said earlier. It's a compliment if you talking, if you looking at my eyes. It's not a compliment if you looking at my breasts. Why are you saying that? You know what I'm saying? If you checking on my butt, talk about my hair looks nice, and you ain't even looking there, then I don't know.
That can be like a signal there. I don't know.
You
got the 18-inch weave to come down to the nape of your back and sit on top of your butt, though.
Or if she tells me, wow, I like that thong that you got. How you all up in there complimenting my? How you know I got a tat all the way in there? Like, how you all up in there? Like, you know, like, so that's just, I'm just saying. I just thought I'd throw that out.
I don't know, it depends on the female. Some females are mad homophobic, and those ironically usually be the ones that's curious. But a lot of females are homophobic, so it's like you just got to know, like, what to say. Some people take things inappropriately. Like, I have friends, we joke around, like, oh, your top ties look nice in that dress. You about to go to the club. And we throw comments like that, and we know we mean nothing by it. Like, nothing at all, like, honestly. But some people don't play like that. But once they tell you the first time, I think it's just well to just respect and know what their boundaries is, and they wasn't raised like that, and they don't like to even play. Some people just don't like to play like that.
That's true. It's all individual, the preference of the individual.
You know,
and then, like, I have a friend that loves to be commenting on, like, how women look. Oh, wow, look. Oh, but her tits look 2 points. You can see the nibbles. I'm like, why are you all about the nibble comes off the shirt? But she doesn't like women. Like, she's straight up like dudes. Like, she like dudes. Like, she don't, you know what I mean? But she, every
like
time we're somewhere, it's like, oh, look at her. Look at, you can see her lip and her tooth. I'm like, why are you looking? Why are you noticing that? Like, out of all the things, why are you noticing that? And so there's people that are like that. Doesn't mean that they, you know, go that way. But I don't know for why she's that. I'd be like, yo, don't do that.
But what about my situation, you know, being trained by this aggressive lesbian and you know, sending me makeup.
Oh my God, she's aggressive.
Shouldn't do it. Look, that's the only reason they took the job. That's the only reason that don't know aggressive lesbian want to be no trainer because they enjoy training. They want to see you do quad thrust. They want to see you do scissor legs.
Drop and give me 50.
Double time. You be having you doing exercises that don't exist.
Listen,
you got to put your ankle on your neck. Like,
I don't play that. You can stretch out your lateral, put your ankle on your neck.
Like, what?
And then keep it there. And keep it there for 15 minutes. Like, what? And hold on, take this picture with my phone.
Like, you got to pick this cherry up with your butt cheeks. It's good for your butt muscles. That ain't right. That's an indication. You should be getting trained for free. You should be getting trained for free. If you do it.
I think the situation in regards to the female, man, I think, you know, you just, you know, once you state, you know, your preference, I think once they usually respect it once you stated that you ain't playing. But then you got some females that, you know, they don't take no for an answer, you know.
Some dudes,
yeah.
And I
even had the same situation with males. I had a guy, he's like real pretty, he's a pretty boy, but he's straight. But for some reason, you know, certain guys, some gay dudes, you know, like him. So, you know, he makes this statement, but for some reason, like, you know, you have some guys that are metrosexual, and then you got some guys that are, you know what I'm saying, some guys that are, you know, full.
That are curious.
There are some guys that are metrosexual, but I will honestly say there's maybe 2%, because I just feel like once you go to metrosexual route, you bound to, you a cupcake away from one frosted pink cupcake away from being full on. I don't even like a guy to know too much about. I don't want him to match too much. I don't. He could be a little bit fuzzy and around the hairline. He can have a unibrow. He can have a unibrow like he is. That's fine, because that means he has not a feminine bone in his body. He just letting it wolf. Not a funky dude, but just like, I can't, because now you never know, because they got homo thugs, too. They got them homo thugs.
Dudes be brolic, too, like.
You got a dude that's, like, so, like, cock diesel, look like he could, like, bench press, like, 300 pounds, and then he got, like, this high-pitched voice, like, yes, Sam. You know,
like your dress is fab, girl. Like what?
Oh no, him downstairs.
I thought you was gonna tear me up, and you just want to dress me up. Like what is going on?
I was, you know, I'm gonna tell you some mixed signal. I was out with a group of girlfriends Fridays downtown in Washington D.C. It's a nice place to meet some decent brothers, whatever. So it's these two dudes sitting across from where we're sitting. And there were some nice-looking prospects, and we noticed that they were looking at people coming in. So I tried to be slick, and I moved my position. Like, I went to the bathroom, but then came back, I sat a little bit closer to them, and I was starting to pick up snippets of their conversation. And I felt that they were, you know, ogling the girls that was coming through, you know, talking about it. You know how guys do, whatever. They were talking about them like two queens, like, she knows she wrong. And I'm talking about, no idea. No, you would never know these guys were gay. They were shaped up, dipped out, chains, sitting there. They weren't sitting in any type of effeminate way. They had their elbows on the table, looked at the game. They were just shooting glances to the girls, and we thought they were checking them out or whatever. No, her hair is a mess. And talk about a mixed signal. I've never been so confused. My face, I know my face was so priceless. I was just like, I wanted to go home. I don't even understand for the rest of the night. I want to go home. I just want to go home.
It's like, it makes you feel like, wow, there is no hope. Like, this is it.
It just made me not trust nobody. That's why you can't just
man. Blame it on the down low, man. We got another caller from the 347-447-443. You're live in the building. Street Queens, the movement. We talking about mixed signals. What's poppin', family?
Oh, what up, man? This is J.O. the I Have Records.
Hey, J.O. Peace. What's up, baby?
Hello. I'm chilling.
Who's that having the child in the background?
That's mine. Bugging out.
That's
just
on my end. I don't know where
that's
coming from.
DJ, are we talking about mixed signals? What mixed signals you be giving the ladies out there?
Mixed signals I'll be giving the ladies out there?
I'm asking. The other way around. What mixed signals you feel like women, when you out there, like women have given you, or other men for that matter, at the job place, you know, personally? In your family, we just talk about people giving mixed signals out.
All right, I've been in a lot of situations where a female has acted a little too friendly. Does not intentionally mean that she's trying to flirt with you. Any man would just look at the situation like, damn, I don't even know how to react just because of the way she's coming at me. Like, should I even try to come at her or should I fall back? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That happened to me. Time.
What did you do? What did you do at that point?
Actually, there was one time when I actually approached the female about the situation, and she just gave me that look like, nah, yo, you get out of here. Like, I wasn't even trying to come at you like that, and I just felt real discouraged. Like, yeah, you was looking at me like she wanted, it was crazy. It was just a crazy situation. Like, someone just gives you that vibe. I guess it's because they want attention, but. You know what I mean? When
want attention. Like, you know, chicks do that got boyfriends. Like, they be all friendly with their male friends. Like, you know what I mean? Like, just a little too friendly. Like, for no reason at all.
A little too friendly for no reason. Exactly what it is.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, is I have a husband with 5 children. Thank you.
Oh.
Can you babysit my children?
I just need you to babysit because you look so sexy. I just need you for a babysitter. Is that cool? And then afterwards, can you babysit me when my husband leaves? That's what I'm trying to say.
That's exactly how it is. But then you're not supposed to come out of character and try to approach the person like, oh, let me try to respond. But then when you respond, it's like, but no, why are you coming at me like that? I wasn't even nowhere. It's
now, what would you do for that not to happen to you? Like, how do you think, like, you know, like, you can avoid, or can you avoid, like, controlling that? That
yes,
somebody, you know, gives you mixed signals. Like, what would you do the next time that was to happen to you?
Honestly, I would just play my position and just wait for a more secure answer where, like, as if I'm invited somewhere on a one-on-one or someone even
says, I like you.
Yeah, if she was just to straight up say, yo, I'm really feeling you, then that's a different story.
Oh, okay.
Other than that, I'm just the silent guy.
Yeah.
Now, how long would you put up with that, though? Like, what about she's stringing you up for a year, talking about the same BS? Like, you hanging around a year?
I'm a very impatient person, so I'll give it a few days. And then I'll move on. I think advantage in my single situation. I go crazy, so I ain't giving it that much time.
Wow.
Hey.
What if you got a situation where you're talking to a chick, right, on the phone, and, like, you know, y'all do this internet thing, and, you know, she giving you mixed signals, basically, you know what I'm saying? She sounding like, you know, she's single and everything, but she like, yo, you know, I got to get off at a certain time and blah, 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 but, you know, you feeling her, and she's saying she feeling you, right?
Yeah.
But she never give you any indication that she married with, like, kids. You know what I'm saying? And you end up finding out this chick got, like, 5 kids, dog, and married.
We changed my phone number.
And your email and your...
The next time you try to call, it'd be poo, 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 the number you have reached.
Area code 718.
At the subscriber's request.
That's the right one right there.
Oh, y'all too much, man.
Oh, man. That's what's up, J.O. For real.
You already know. I just got to call in.
Yo, we talking about mixed signals live in the den with the street queens. Talking about mixed signals. Have you ever had mixed signals, basically opposite sex, same sex, a boss, you know what I'm saying, telling you going to give you a raise, but really not? What's really going on? Your significant other man think he's about to propose to you, but he really not. Or maybe he's just shacking up for like 12, 3 years, and he said, yo, I'm about to just go ahead and give you that ring, but he's faking. But what's really going on? Mixed signals, man. What's going on? You thought he was going to give you some, but he really had something stuck in his eye. What's going on? Man, if you got mixed signals and you got a story about it, call in at 347-826-7722. We about to go to a quick commercial, and we're going to come back and talk with the ladies and gents, you know, live in the building, and we're going to talk about basically mixed signals. Tell me what you're thinking right now.
TripleplatinumUnderground.com. TripleplatinumUnderground.com. Every Friday at 11 p.m.
and every Sunday at 10 p.m.
Eastern Standard Time.
To call into the station, dial 646-716-6607. Once again, that number is 646-716-6607.
Get down with the Underground.
Hey, you're on Twitter, right? Well, check this out. Get your Micro Mob music, Bay Area G-Funk, and G-Rap reviews from Richmond, California, all the way to Paris, France. All the way to Paris, France. From your boy Black Ice on Twitter. That's right. Your boy Black Ice on Twitter.
Twitter.com/YABOYBLACKICE.
Your boy Black Ice on Twitter. Follow me.
ill-fitted, authentic apparel is the hottest urban clothing line to hit the fashion market this season.
As one of the leading fashion brands in the apparel industry, they promise consumers that
ill-fit has developed an alluring line of clothes with comfort as well as contemporary urban feel,
including some of this year's hottest trends: shirts, jackets, hoodies, t-shirts, track jackets, jeans, and shorts.
For more information, call 754-422-3065. Again, that's 754-422-3065. Or visit illfit.net or at myspace.com/illfit. It's not just the clothes, it's the fit.
You know, it's your boy Renna C.
It's your boy Warren G.
It's your boy Black Ice and the host of the YBBI show on 187 Radio. And when I'm in the DMV, I always rock with my girl Lushy Lush, Lush Radio Online.
We're talking about mixed signals, man. We were getting it in, man. We're back in the den with the Street Queens, the movement. Peace, ladies.
Peace.
Como tu está?
Man. Mixed signals. So basically, ladies, what are the mixed signal rules, man? What are the no-nos? What are the things that should you just, you know, be straight to the point? How do you redeem yourself when you get a mixed signal?
The lingering. I'm going to say that's number one, the lingering. That keeping somebody lingering on and on and on when you know yourself in your heart of hearts that it ain't going nowhere, like, that's not cool. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we've been talking here, yeah, to jump online, to get something free, to not pay the toll. Like, things like that is, like, innocent, sort of. You know, to get a free drink, maybe, to get in the club for free, that's something innocent. But to actually carry a relationship and all that, you know it ain't going nowhere just because either selfish reasons or you're not even ready for that relationship, then why continue it? Why nurture that? You know what I mean? Like, I think that's real whack.
How you feel about that, Lissette?
I agree with him. There's a certain amount of play it's a thin line between hurting somebody's feelings and really messing with the wrong person. So you have to be able to distinguish between that, you know. I had a situation where, you know, when I was dating, it was this particular guy we dated for about, we were seeing each other for about 7 months. And, you know, I'm thinking things are official, you know. Didn't work out that way. Tells me, you know what, it's been a nice ride, but gotta go. So I was like, what?
Dang.
You know what I said? You mother, cursed him out. Said you were a waste of time. Thank you, but no thanks. Peace. It was so wrong.
Wow.
Been lying,
that's
man.
That's deep.
That's because since he never gave you the title, so it makes it supposedly to him all right that, you know, he can break it up when he wants to. There's still a level of respect, though. Like, you dealing with me, like, we, you know, I'm spending, you know, my time and all that with you and all that. Come on, like, how can you do that? Like, you don't do that to a freaking dog in the street. Like, come on. Or maybe, but I don't know. I'm just saying, don't do it to me.
That's true. Felicia, how you feel about that, Felicia?
I would say definitely just read between the lines, you know what I mean? Like, don't take everybody for just the surface of things because people are deceiving and they have motives and objectives. So just really read between the lines and be cautious. And don't talk, you know, don't take everything. It's not always what it seems. You know what I mean? That's all I can about that. I'm hurting myself, like, especially when it comes to men. Like, I mean, words are just words. You could say anything. You know, accents speak louder, like, you know what I mean? Like, straight up. But, you know, you get the words and you read between the lines. They could be saying, telling the truth or not. But it's just, it's crazy, like.
But what about if the guy is really, like, meaning it? Like, he really means that he likes you and then he loves you and whatever. And get scared off. Like, there's some men that really can't follow up. Like, they create such a big hype. Oh, I can be this to you and I can hold up a family or whatever. When they see themselves, like, in that position, like, it's about to happen, they kind of chicken out and back up. You know what I'm saying? So that's still leading a person on, because you already know if you're ready for that or not. You know, so why engage in a relationship in a seeing each other, you know, for months or for years to later on, you know, come out and say, well, you know what, I'm not really ready for it. You didn't know this like a couple of months ago? You couldn't figure out like the first month?
Well, you know what?
As an adult, to avoid mixed signals when it comes to being, you know, involved, you know, with a partner, it's like, you definitely have to have your standards out there and let them know your goals in life. You know, see if you guys share any common goals, family values, things like that. What are you looking for right now? What can you handle? You know what I mean? If people can tell people exactly where they're at, they'll have a better understanding and just act that accordingly. Like, if you don't want a relationship, don't act like you're in a relationship. Don't call me at night. You know what I mean? Don't email me and take me out all the time. Don't have sex with me all the time. Like,
hello.
Wait.
Comes
really
count. They do that, and then they're like, okay, this can't be this way no more. I gotta go. And it's like, I mean, like you said, it's that, okay, I wasted my time. Thank you, but no, thank you. Like, for real.
That's true.
Or
man,
you know what? Or be honest. Because some women, they don't mind that. So it's cool. But, you know, be honest. Say this is what it is, and then let the woman decide. It could be the other way.
Caller from 718. We're talking about mixed messages. How do you feel about that, 718?
Hi, ladies. Before I begin, I wanted to give a shout out to Lisette. This is Jen.
Hey, Jen.
Hi. How you doing?
Peace,
what's
queen.
Going on?
What's up?
Share your story, honey. Welcome to the show. All
right. I was listening to your show, and I wanted to add a little input because I've been reading a very interesting book, and it kind of goes into, like, decoding the mixed messages that men send to women.
Uh-huh.
It's called Why Men Love Bitches, and I love this book. It's so good.
Ooh, what? Yeah. Why Men Love Bitches?
Yes.
By who?
Her name is Sherry, and her last name is Argov, I think, A-R-G-O-V.
Mm-hmm.
And what's her first name? I'm sorry?
Sherry.
Okay.
Sherry Argov.
Yeah.
That's with a C or with an S?
With an S.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a really good book. It's like a bestseller.
Does it have any tips?
Like, I'm halfway through it already.
Well, tell us about the book, girl. Tell us about the book.
It kind of like breaks it down, like, why are men so romantic in the beginning and then they start to change? And it says, you know, like, it compares two different types of women. There's the nice girl and there's the bitch. And the bitch is a woman who stands up for herself and takes no shit, but she's nice about it. She's not, like, in your face, you know? Like, she's very subtle in the way that she does that. So they're saying that men kind of react to the way the woman carries herself. So if you give it up all in the beginning, they're going to, like, take it for granted and treat you the way, you know, you put yourself out there. So it's saying that, you know, men, the problem that women have is that they give what they're expecting to receive, and then they start to resent the guy for not reciprocating.
Very interesting.
Yeah, and then it's a cycle. Like, you're like, all right, well, he's kind of like turned off, so I'm going to try harder. The harder you try, the more you start to resent him. And then you're like, why isn't he reciprocating? So it's kind of like you need to be more standoffish and kind of like aloof and too busy, or, you know, kind of like.
You know what, Jen, though? I have to say, my mother has always said, you have to put your foot down. Because for some reason, I don't want to believe it, but nice girls finish last.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom, she's always like, if you don't demand it, you ain't going to get it.
Right.
And let me tell you something. My mother, ever since I was born, she has not worked a day in her life. She calls the shots. She has everything she wants.
Mm-hmm.
And my father is crazy about that woman. And they fight like cats and dogs. But let me tell you something. I think it really works. I don't know.
It does.
Yeah, the difference is she doesn't do it in a nice way. That's the difference. But I think
that's almost like what Steve Harvey's book talks about too. I guess
this
is just on a woman's
right, it's a woman's perspective.
It's
crazy though. Like the chapters, like they break it down to like how you play the dumb fox, and basically it's like you're playing stupid. Like you don't know what's going on. You let him think he's calling the shots, but you're like guiding him towards, you know, like. the area that you want to go into. It's a lot of psychology involved, like how to... Yeah.
Well, I'm going to pick that up.
I'm already in the middle of three books that she just...
I'm going to support Sherry.
Right. And Jen, can you drop the title for everybody once again?
Oh, yeah. It's called Why Men Love Bitches, and the subtitle is From Doormat to Dream Girl, A Woman's Guide to Holding Her Own in a Relationship. And the author is Sherry, with an S, Argaz, I think that's how you pronounce her last name.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Thank you so much, Jen. Stop playing.
Thanks so much, Jen.
All right.
Yeah, that was good information. Yeah.
For real, man.
Pick it
up.
It's a good book. You're not going
to... Oh, man. Did we drop her?
Jen, are you still there, Jen? Are you still there with us, Jen? Jen?
If you could hear us, call back.
That's Jen Starr from the Bronx, y'all. 718 in the house.
Hi, BX. That's what it is.
Jen, you still there?
I'm here.
There we go. Okay.
Oh.
We reintroduced you. That's cool. So, Jen, do you have any stories about mixed signals? Like, tonight's topic, we talk about mixed signals. So, anybody's ever, like, given you the wrong sign, maybe flirted with you? Or?
Yes. I don't know. Like, my personal experience... Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry. My personal experience is, like, the whole male-female friendship thing. Like, I don't know. It's a complicated situation when there's attraction and you have a friend. How do you decode, like, the signals? Like, how do you know if the guy likes you more than a friend? Like,
we had that show.
Oh, you did? Oh, yeah.
Ooh, girl.
Girl, we had that show.
And basically, it was unresolved, right, ladies? I think it was just a situation where you just got to be straight up. Listen, man, feel the kid?
Yeah.
Are you feeling the kid? Let me know. Yeah.
Are you feeling the kid? If so, how much? And can we go forward or not? Like, no? Okay. Like, you know? Like, but are you ready for that? Like, are you ready to kind of deal with that disappointment? You know what I'm saying?
Right. Because
sometimes you admire somebody from far, and then you get the courage to really, like, you know, step up, like J.O. has said earlier, like when you get to step up and you really, like, you know, and then they disappoint you. Like, why you even thought that? Like, I wasn't even, you know, so that's kind of, like, scary.
Yeah, that's the thing. You have to be on the same page, because if not, then, like, the rejection factor is like, do you want to deal with that?
But I'd rather know, so I don't waste my time. Like, I don't want to know a year later. Let me know, like, in the first month or so, first 3 months. Like, it's not going nowhere cool, like. Cause if,
but
you
they
know,
say the best relationships start with a friendship, so, like...
That's what they're saying.
That's what they're saying.
But what happens is that you know them so well that when they start twitching, you're like, I know you're lying. You're twitching. Like, you think, I don't know you.
Yeah,
you are twitching.
No. When y'all were friends and then all of a sudden it's like, but I remember you told me you had it.
Yeah.
You gonna do that to me now?
That's true.
But,
But you know what, Jen? If you play your cards right and you maneuver it like a chess game, you might get your results.
Practice.
You know
we got a bag of tricks.
Ooh, who's that?
We got another caller, ladies. Stand fast caller from the 646. New York is in the building today.
NY.
What's poppin'?
Hey, yo, what's really good? This is Swag. So I'm like, yo, turn your swag on. I'm calling from the 646 right now, yo. Hey, yo, it's live. I'm on 42nd Street in New York City. It's crazy out here, yo.
Wow, what's up, Swag?
I'm calling Queens, yo. Every day, all day. What's good? EGK, what's good?
Hey, Keys.
What's poppin', Keys? What's going on? Yo, Swag up in this building. Hey, yo, man, this is an ill topic right here, man. This shit is mad deep. I mean...
Go in.
It's a real deep topic, but when you really look at it, though, mixed signals. The only way you know that it's a mixed signal is if you clear that it's a mixed signal. But what about the women or the men that don't know that it's a mixed signal and they have the perception that it's a real signal, and they're taking it to be a mixed signal. See, that's the problem right there. The problem is that if you know from a distance that somebody's your enemy, you want to shoot them down. But it's like when they come to you, how you doing, baby? What's good? What's popping? What you drinking tonight, baby? Oh, you got a, and then you come to him, you be like, yo, you got a girl? Nah, I've been separated for 3 years. You know, everything is smooth and shit. I'm trying to see what's popping with you and all that. I'm single. They take you to the crib. The crib is a fucking rented, it's a rented loft. You go upstairs, you're like, damn, that isn't good, man. Yo, you got the rent, you got the BMW, everything is good, baby. What's happening? What's going on, honey? You looking good and everything.
Oh, my God. Swag.
So let's really think about it.
Peace King, I'm loving what you're saying right now, but I'm getting mixed signals from you. Are you a high-level street reporter? Because, man, you're on 42nd Street.
I'm not a street reporter, but I'm just giving it to you live. I'm walking right now. I'm walking up 8th Avenue with the briefcase and the business suit on, though, keeping it real.
We appreciate that. We definitely appreciate that.
Yo, I'm just giving y'all a real talk from NYC, like real talk. Yo, this is swag. You know, I'm swag and swag it. You know what I mean? I get it all like that every day, all day. And if you want me to sing that song that I sung on 3 episodes ago, I'll do it.
No, it's okay. We just appreciate. No, we appreciate the intake on the subject, definitely from a male's perspective.
No, but really,
hold on, all of y'all. If this is swag, and swag here from last time when we did that talent show, that the show was hosted, Swagger had a little feminine voice now. With a little attitude, so I don't know if this is saying swagger now, okay?
No, but listen. If you listen correctly, though, right? There's 3 of us, right? There's swag, swagger, and swagger. I'm swag. No, you're talking about swagger. You want me to put them on? You want me to? I put swagger on right now.
Let's get swagger on the phone.
Okay, put him on the phone.
Hold on.
Hello?
Hey, yo, what's really popping, y'all?
Hello?
What's good? I'm over here with Swag. This is Swag Girl. Let's do it. We don't got swag yet, so we can't do all that duet singing stuff. But real talk, though. Yo, check it out. Right now, we are on 39th Street. We're walking towards 42nd Street. It's real. Like, yo, mixed signals is all in the atmosphere. That's one thing y'all got to understand. That will never stop. When you go to a job, they tell you, oh, yeah, we want you to be full-time. When you start, they tell you, oh, no, we only got part-time positions. That's a signal. Hello, swag on. Look in the mirror, say what's up. Keep my swag on. What's poppin', y'all?
NY is in the building.
Hold on. I'm gonna put it back on. Hello? Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, it's crazy out here.
Make signals for real.
They're trying to steal my swag. Yo, even the police is trying to steal my swag because I'm gonna put shit on what I do, y'all. Heard? But check the flasher, yo. When a man meets a woman, right, it's 95% game, 5% real talk. Anybody got any questions on that?
It depends on how you meet her. If you meet her in the club, yeah.
Anywhere you meet a man. We learn from mommy, we learn from abuelita, we learn from tia, we learn from everybody, yo. I'm telling you right now, man is 95% sickness. And that's where the game comes in. When a man comes in and you're like, yo, how you doing? And he's all that talking, we learn from a young age, yo. You gotta learn how to gain women. Women at a young age, I know because I got a young daughter, women don't learn how to gain men. They pick it up from men. But women don't learn how to gain men. Men gain women. That's where game comes from. Everybody said, oh, game go back to a woman. You know, Tupac said, since we got a name from a woman and a game from a woman. You know what I'm saying? No. It actually comes from a man. The woman was living positive. She was living positive and righteous. The man was like, I want to fuck this. I want to have 2, 3, 4, 5 women. Swag on. That's what I'm saying.
Hey, swagger, swagette, what else? Go. I rock with you, dude. But you giving us serious mixed signals right now, my dude. Hard rock. Real. You know what I'm saying?
Why you say that? Why you say that?
Man, hype, dude. You mad hype over there. You know what I'm saying?
He's on 42nd. You be hype if you was on 42nd, too.
I'm on 42nd.
A lot going on over there.
There's a lot going on always. 40 is a month. And not a lot of money getting made over here.
And your
swag,
where
the
girl at you at, my dude?
That is so funny.
Oh, that was real talk, though. I love y'all show, man. On Street Queens is holding it down. Like, I got love for you. I got love for Lush. I got love for Emma, E2K Magazine, every day, all day.
Thank you, baby.
That's what's up. What's up, mommy? Look, I got women on the street right now. Stop patrol. Y'all want to say hello? We're in the radio show right now. Look, they have fun naked. But y'all, I'm going to keep it moving, though, because I'm not about mixed signals. You know what I mean? I got a woman, so I'm not sending mixed signals. You know what I mean? That's a prime example.
We gotta get Swagger as our correspondent, our street correspondent, because he is cool.
Let's go.
But that's cool, though. I like that. I like the fact because it makes us feel like we in 42nd right now, like, right?
Yo,
you feel like you over
right
there and stuff?
Yo, check it out. Yo, I do IT work, so I can set up the video conference for us where y'all can actually see right now Five Rollers arresting the dude, you know what I mean? I'm in front of the Chase Bank, the Lucille Roberts, you see women in there on the upstairs working out, they're stretching it out, you know what I'm saying? We got the Port Authority right here. Yo, we got all the strip joints, we got the Casino, yo, we got Washington Mutual, everything is going crazy right now. NYC was going to stand up. Yo, I tell you right now, yo, Street Queens is the best show on the planet Earth.
Scream it out while you're standing there. Let everybody know the Street Queens show is popping.
Check it out. Listen, I'm going to say it loud. Yo, Street Queens is popping.
Could just really make money off of that. We get some big bread with that.
I got kids, like, you know what I'm saying? Saying that, wow, dude, it's like, man, I, dog, you sure you don't work for us, dog? Dog, thanks.
Who are you got on the payroll?
Word up.
We got to get on the payroll, son. Swag, real talk. Crazy course, I got to get you on a mixtape, my dude, for real. You are wow right now. Drinking like 50 red bulls. I need some of that, dog. Holler at me.
I needed a cigarette after that one.
That was hot. That was hot. Woo! So who can follow that up?
What's the ultimate mixed signal, man? This is the last one before we move on to our serious subjects about, you know, basically, you know, talking about what's going on in the news. What is the ultimate call in right now at 347-826-7722 right now and call in and tell us what is the ultimate mixed signal? We're going down the line, starting with Emma. Get it, girl.
Why do you have to pay me first? I hear you do that. Wow. I feel like when you're the bad kid in the back of the class, you're trying to hide from the teacher and she always gotta pick you first. Like, that's why I'm back here, so you don't
because
see
your
me.
Your arm was down. Come on, Em, your arm was down. That's why you got selected.
All right. Well, I already answered that, I believe, earlier when I said about The number one for me would be, you know, leading someone on for the long term, like, you know what I'm saying? Like you preparing them, you know, you preparing them, acting like, you know, like you wifing them up and all that. And then at the end of the role, you want to talk about, but you know, we're friends. Like, you know, so it's like, it's just, you know, all this lovey stuff, and, you know, you want to be walking down the beach holding hands and having romantic dinners and all that, and at the end of that road, you know, you're ready to bounce because you found the love of your life. Like, how is it? What happened? I don't understand what happened. So that's just that. Just leading somebody on for the long term. You know, for the short term, I think to me it's innocent. Like, you want to get in the club for free. You want to, you know, show your twins, like, hey, get a drink. You know, that's, to me, I don't see that as really something that's so whatever. But actually engaging in a relationship where you're calling, where you're, you know, sharing each other's, yeah, exactly. You know, so, and there's a lot of sharing going on, there's a lot of loving going on, and then it's just like, in deep inside your mind, you know you're not even ready for that. So I'm just saying, why, you know, why do that? You know you're playing with somebody's emotions. You know how that person feels for you. Why continue? Do it from a distance. You know, call once a week, or, you know, I go to dinner with you once a month, but don't come see me or do the day-to-day thing where I know all your business and, you know all of mine and we sharing intimate moments and all that, for you to turn around and say, but he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you.
Okay. That was a good one, Emma. What's your ultimate mixed signal, man?
Who's that new?
Lizette, you got your hand down. Lizette, you got your hand down.
You gotta say it with a Spanish accent. Lizette. All right. Well, you know what? I totally agree with Emma, but me being on a freaking ultimate search for independence, man, interviews ain't easy, man. These employers gotta stop. They gotta stop the madness, you know. Don't tell me, oh, okay, great, nice to meet you. I'll give you a call in a week. And, you know, a week you're like, yeah, I got this, you know. I'm about to get me a job. And then all of a sudden a week passes by, 2 weeks pass by, and you're like, but damn, he said it was great. Look what happened. It's no different than, you know, leading me on, man. You have my feelings going. I had emotions in this interview, you know what I'm saying? I had sweaty palms, you know, I got dressed up for you, you know what I'm saying? Put on my nice shoes, all this stuff. You know, we had a nice
got blisters. You caught blisters, you know, with the shoes.
I thought you was digging me. What happened? These employers got to stop it, man. You either want it or you don't.
Ooh.
Right? That's
that was kind of mixed there. That was just that kind of mixed there.
I'm talking about the corporate world, y'all.
Oh, okay, right. True that. True that, sorry.
Talking about the set. Give it to him now. We got the call from the 202, Madame Madonna. What's up, man?
First of all, I'd like to say my bad for that. It was a hot ghetto mess earlier. My son, I had to quiet him down. We had
and get on this going on. I want to say mine is shallow. Mine is really shallow. I think the biggest two mixed signals are like Photoshop and butt pads. I'm representing for the fellas since we only had that one fella call in. There, I got y'all. This is representing for the fellas. Booty pads. Because I've seen chicks do that. I've seen one of my dudes and I was like, you know you're wrong. You know you wrong for that. You know about your coming even do that. When are you going to tell him? So that's wrong.
Wow.
Very, very nicely angled MySpace pic. That's wrong. For male,
or the tag. Or the tag.
Don't be bunching your boxes up around it. Don't be putting no sock down there. So that's mine. It's but it's true. It happens
every
day. That is
hilarious. Oh, my God.
But pads and Photoshop. I love y'all.
Oh, Photoshop is the bomb. Stop playing.
I've had a lot of lipos with Photoshop, okay?
You and that's so funny. No, but it's true, though, because, you know, I don't know what happened. All of a sudden, there was, like, this butt explosion. Everybody, there was jeans with butt pads made of it and inside of them. That had
After Jenny
pads.
From the block.
Right, Jennifer. And it's like, come on, man. We all had butts before that. What happened? Why we didn't have jeans with the butt?
I don't remember ever growing up and seeing Asian girls having, like, more butt than me. I don't know where
all
that came.
All of a sudden, everybody has a butt. Is the butt ever going to go out of style, though? Like, are people going to take off the butts? You know what I'm saying? You're walking around with padded panties. Does that mean, like, one time or another, it'll be the day that you're supposed to take it off?
I don't know, man. Just fake it on the booties, man, for real. We got Meta in the chat room. He said his ultimate a mixed signal is when you meet somebody, y'all having a great conversation, you into that person and everything, and in the hood, you know what I'm saying, you meet them in the hood or the block or whatever, you talking to them, blah, 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 and you like, dang, man, I'm feeling this chick and everything, or this dude, and I mean, you thinking like, yeah, man, maybe it's going to be some, that dude or that female gives you the wrong number.
Wow.
Reject line.
Wow. Yeah, that's heavy. That's heavy.
It's wrong.
If you receive this message, you have been rejected. Press one if you like to listen to the slow jams.
Wow. Yeah, that's wrong.
That is messed up, though.
That's
like, you know, you got to be up front, man. If you ain't feeling the kid, just let them know. That's it. You know,
That's real talk, man. If you're not from the kid, leave the kid alone. Don't waste the kid's time. You know what I'm saying? For real, man. And shout out to Swag, Swagget, and Swagger, the triplets, man. I love y'all, man. Y'all goes hard for the street queens, man.
Yeah,
and y'all should come out with y'all own juice, man. Y'all own energy drink. Because that drink y'all got is hype. I need that. We should call it hype. Swagger hype.
Woo! We want 10%. The street queens get 10%.
For real.
For
street
the
queens get, you know, get 10% of that swagger hype, man. Holla at me, man. We gonna brand that all day, dog. For real. You know what I'm saying? So we gonna go to some quick commercials, and when we come back, man, we gonna bring Swagger and them back on, man. We gonna talk about some deep issues because it's concerning New York. We got, you know, some young kids, you know, the past weekend. At the Apollo Theater, they had blocked off. It was Bow Wow. Apparently, they was doing some shows or whatever, and two young children, teens, got killed outside of the Apollo. And also, you got shot outside the Apollo, and you got the African-American cop, off-duty cop, that got shot also. You know, this gun violence, man, is crazy out here, you know. Also, man, with this recession, man, what's really good, man? I mean, change, man. We've been screaming change, but I ain't seen no change. Where's the change in my pocket, player? Hold on.
I'm still looking for mine, man.
It's hanging out with mine.
Susan, we're talking about some deep issues, man. We just talked about mixed signals, man. 347-826-7722. Talking about what's going on in the news and what's that new. Tell us what's new with you, boo. go ahead and we about to go to the commercials, baby. Holla at them, Street Queens the Movement.
Having a party? Meet a DJ?
Meet a DJ?
How about the best damn DJ in the business? DJ Hustle. Visit DJ Hustle at HustleEvents.com to book your next surprise birthday party, corporate event, or bachelor party. With over 40,000 songs, DJ Hustle is ready to play any request. Check out DJ Hustle at HustleEvents.com.
That's HustleEvents.com.
You can never hustle hard enough.
Attention, music connoisseurs. Are you frustrated and aggravated from listening to conventional radio? Sick and tired hearing the same lame 20 songs over and over again? You need to be listening to blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. Lush Radio Online. Hosted by Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush has her ear to the street and plays all the new and independent artists out there. To listen to Lushy Lush, log on to blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. And don't forget to call into the station 347-826-7722. Independent artists and record labels can submit music to Lush Radio Online MP3s at gmail.com. Lush Radio Online, you just officially got stamped.
It's your girl, Lushy Lush. Did you ever think about picking up a magazine to see nothing but the hottest ladies that's doing hot things in the industry, from models to business owners? We trying to find out the beauty outside and the beauty within. So if you thought about that, pick up E2K Magazine at www.myspace.com/E2K Magazine or www.everything2.com. Or email them at E2KMagazine@gmail.com. Holla at your girl, man. Pick up E2K Magazine and support them in their movement, man. Like Nike say, just do it, do it, do it.
Yeah, yeah, what's happening? This Big Wishbone, Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah, this your boy Cool Rock from the Fat Boys. But when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
Yeah, it's Lushy Lush, Street Queens the Movement, live. We back in the building once again, man. We talking about deep issues, man. We just talked about basically, you know, mixed signals, man, and our final thoughts on that situation. You know, basically just be honest, man, or read in between the lines. And sometimes reading in between the lines might not be all that good because you might, you know, your read in between the lines might be kind of suspect. So you know what? Just be honest when it comes to that situation.
City Rejection Line, brought to you by RejectionLine.com. Unfortunately, the person who gave you this number does not want to talk to you or see you again. We would like to take this opportunity.
I don't know what was just going on just now, but we about to go back on the line with you guys right now. Hold on one second. We about to go back on you live. We're talking about what's going on in the news. You got any comments about the different issues? Call in at 347-826-7722. Emma.
Yes.
Emma, let's say you back in the building with us.
I'm here.
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
One issue. We start with New York and we dropping down. Starting in New York. You got off-duty cop shot dead by a fellow officer. Do you believe it's right? Do you believe it's wrong? You know, it says a plainclothes policeman, drew his gun while chasing someone he had found rambling through his car, was shot and killed by a fellow officer who was driving by and saw the pursuit, the police commissioner said. You know, basically, the commissioner Raymond Kelly said 25-year-old Omar J. Edwards died after being shot late Thursday within the blocks of Harlem Police Station where he worked at. Wow. Dude got shot right close to his precinct. That's crazy right there, man. Do you think it was right? Do you think it was wrong? You know what I'm saying? It says the sergeant and two plainclothes officers unmarked police car saw that the pursuit and made a U-turn to follow him. Kelly said one of the officers jumped out the car and fired six times, hitting Edward twice, once in the arm and once in the chest, he said. Kelly and Edwards did not fire his weapon. He died at Harlem Hospital Center an hour after the shooting. It was unclear whether the officers identified themselves. The name of the officer who fired the shots has not been released, but Kelly said he had worked at the NYPD for 4 years.
Wow.
What is really going on, people?
Lush, did you have some of that swagger juice or something?
What were you saying?
It sounded like you were 40 seconds now.
I don't know, man. I think swagger, you know what I'm saying? Swagger done rubbed off of me. I think swag is still on the line. Swag, you still there, man? You still there?
You know that every day, all day.
There's two of them now.
I think you just gave the energy to Lush because Lush is on fire right now.
That's what it is, baby doll. That's what it is. Talk that real talk.
Man.
If you want me to add on, I add on too. I'm from that hood.
How you feel about that, man? How you feel about that, man?
Well, it's like, yo, real talk. It's like, yo, you know, that neighborhood is wild. You know what I'm saying? That's Wagner Projects right there, you know what I mean? That neighborhood is kind of crazy, you know what I mean? So it's like, they thinking about all the criminals in the neighborhood. Those police officers, that's the 23rd prison right there. They thinking about, and I've been there one time. I was drinking a beer one time, drinking a Heineken, and you know, in the cut. And they were like, oh, get up, get against the wall before they gun on me. So that neighborhood is crazy anyway to begin with. They done thrown, the incidents where thugs done thrown people off the roof. So the thing is that perception comes into play, and they start thinking about all the people that are throwing people off loose, shot people up, stab people up, rape people. So they start thinking about all of that, and they direct it right to a black person because the majority of people in that neighborhood is black and Latino. So they're automatically going to direct that to a black and Latino person. You know what I mean? But even if it's a coworker, you're going to think like, okay, this person, this person is doing this, he's robbing it, oh, it's probably a black person. Because most of the time in the neighborhood, that's who's doing the crime. Real talk, and I'm a black man. Real talk, stand up. Don't try to act like you hiding it, and I'm not justifying it. It's wrong for them doing that, but that's the reality. Half of the time when it's doing that, you know what I'm saying, it's our own people doing that. So you got to take responsibility for your own actions too, man. Real talk.
That's real.
Can't just keep saying, oh, the police are doing that. Yeah, but what are you doing in the neighborhood as a people, though? You keep robbing people, sticking people up. That's the same neighborhood that Cameron shot his video in. The joint where he was in, Curtis, that's the same hood that he did that video in.
Swag, you mad hype right now, man. You know,
all right.
We got a lot of issues we got to talk about, Swag. But you know, we always love you, man. For real, we need to really endorse this Swag juice, for real.
Because, no,
I mean, for real, man, the people need to get hype off of it. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I got a taste of this. Juice, man. Real. Come on, real fast, man. We're going to bring you back on the other subject, man. Hey, ladies, man, back again, man. How y'all feel about this? This is crazy right now, man, with this craziness with the shooting, man. Ladies, I want to know how y'all feel about it, man.
Peace in the Middle East, man. You know, it's a situation where, you know, what is it? Is it the badge? Is it the badge? Like, you have this power. I don't understand. Can I get a badge? Can somebody hook me up with a badge? Because it seems like if you have a badge, you have all the power in the world. That's what it seems to me. I don't know. But it happens every day in our neighborhood. So what can we do to stop it? I don't even know where to start. I don't even know where to start, y'all.
It's crazy, man. How you feel about that, Emma?
Well, that's why I moved to Philly, so I only speak about Philly situation.
Hey, my voice on that is basically, yo, you know.
That's why I took my kids out of there. I love NY to death, BX, stand up, but I had to really, you know, when you're raising children, you
it's
have to
truth.
Take them to a better place.
BX stand up, but dodge the bullets at the same time. So how do you do that?
Yeah, like right. You can't even stand up. You gotta be like really, you know, kind of walking on your knees and your hands and get ready to drop any given moment. So
that's the truth, man. She ain't lying about that, man. It's getting crazy and more crazy, and it's wild out right now. And for my people in New York, man, keep your head up, man. For real. You know, I think that at least give a person a chance to identify who they are.
you know, before you pull the trigger, at least, you know, make a statement of who they are, you know. Maybe he, if they gave him a chance to say, hey, man, I work for MIPD, NYPD, or whatever, you know what I'm saying, maybe it wouldn't have ended in a fatality. Who knows? But the situation is, man, I don't understand why they have to shoot so many times, you know, because, once, twice, you know what I mean? I mean, Jesus, man, I don't know what's going on in this world, man. And let's take us down to Philly, man. Tell us what's going on in Philly.
Well, you know what? You know, in Philly here, is I don't think it's any better because I think this state is funny because I moved out of New York because of all the shooting and all that stuff. And I moved, ever since I moved over here, it's like they've killed so many cops, it's not even funny. Like, it's almost like they use them for target practice over here. But besides listening to how many cops get killed, it's been something in the news. It's been ugly news over here where a 46-year-old man by the last name of Carrasquillo raped an 11-year-old girl. You know, he followed this 11-year-old little girl that was taking her little sister to the daycare. And right after she dropped the little sister over at the daycare, the guy stood by and, you know, took her in an alleyway and raped her. And the street did justice. They put his picture up, and when they got him in an area, oh, my God, he's still in critical condition. He's still in critical in the hospital because they tore a new one in him. When they arrested him, he still had the same shorts and underwears that he had when he did the rape. So they're doing the DNA on that, and they caught him on camera actually following the little girl and all that, being right next to her. So he can't say he wasn't next to her, he wasn't following her. An hour right before that happened, he was in a school, and he fondled a girl, and the girl ran in to tell somebody in the school. And when she was looking, they were walking around, like, where is he or whatever. He was sitting down inside the lunchroom of the school eating.
Oh, my God.
No!
And she pointed him out, and then he ran out of school. And an hour later, he committed that crime with the 11-year-old little girl. And when they found out, he just came home. He's just been home for 2 months. He did 6 years from raping a teenager. He did 6 years from raping a teenager. He had just came home. He was 2 months out.
Dude, call it a little girl, man. This is crazy. What I'm saying is, people, it's the security, man. Y'all put all this money into all this nonsense stuff in our different counties, in our different states. Y'all getting budgets. Where are the people protecting our children, man? What's really going on? What is really going on? It makes no sense. What is really going on, man? Where in the hell is the security at? You got somebody following a child, a man. Where is somebody in security checking these people that are coming inside into these schools that might be molesters? You got this dude that sat in the cafeteria eating lunch and just fondled a child and ran down. Where is this?
Eating lunch in there, though? Like, nobody saw that?
Nobody saw that. He was sitting there. The girl pointed him out. Because she was looking, you know, she had a teacher. She was going around. There was, you know, she was walking around with the teacher, whatever. And he was in the lunchroom, sitting down, eating. Like, how you do that?
Oh, my God.
How you do that? And so now they're trying to figure out what else he's done, all this, you know, because he's been on a spree. Like, after he did that, an hour later, he did the rape of that 11-year-old. And he raped her so bad that she had to get surgery. She was in critical condition in the hospital. She just came out, like, yesterday.
Oh, my God.
So he must have ripped her open, like, forget it, because they had to stitch her up and all that. That's disgusting.
When they whoop this bloody, psycho, sick butt.
Oh, the street did justice with him, let me tell you. They cracked his skull and all that. He's like, I hope he just be in a coma and never get back up. Like, let me tell you something. You know what the commissioner here said? The commissioner here said that because it showed in a videotape all the street people, you know, beating him with the 2x2 and all that. You know what the street commissioner, there's only one victim here, and that's the 11-year-old, and they're not pressing charges on nobody. They're not pressing charges on people that beat him. That's right. That's how bad it is. The commissioner was like, he's not pressing charges on nobody. There's only one victim here, and that's the 11-year-old girl.
That's That poor baby. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. That poor baby. Now, children do not deserve things like that. And those sickos like that deserve mm-hmm. everything they get. And I'm sorry to say.
And they deserve jail justice soon.
I hope when he go to jail, somebody tear his butthole open.
That's
and
right.
And he bleeds to death. Okay? Because that little girl did not deserve that.
Not
and
at
if
all.
You guys got comments. We in Philly right now. We just talked about New York.
But you know what, too? Walk your kids. Walk your kids to school. Get up in the morning or pay a babysitter. But an 11-year-old, not for nothing, should not be walking alone with her younger sister to take her to daycare so she can go to school alone. I don't care if it's two blocks down. I'm sorry. I have a daughter. I don't have a daughter. And I don't care if she's going right there to the corner store where, where I'm standing, I can watch her. No, I'm going with her to the store. She ain't going.
That's
like, you know, parents, please take responsibility.
That's old school right there, Em. That's old school right there.
People need to stop acting like they that lazy that they can't go and walk their kids, man. Like, this ain't no game out here, for real. These people are killing little babies out here. And like I said, we were in New York talking about the young gentleman that got shot, off-duty police officer. Now we're in Philly talking about the child that got sodomized. Caller from the 718. How do you feel about that situation?
With what's happening here in New York City, this is across-the-board issue that we're being faced with, racial profiling. And I feel that today's youth is too complacent. I think that they should step up. You know, the youth of the 60s, civil rights movement, they were active. They were out there protesting, voicing. I mean, okay, we are alarmed. We are outcried. We have all these emotions and feelings. We have to put them into action. We can't be just thinking about how we dress, what we're doing with our nails. We have to go out in the streets, and we need to protest. And we have to, I mean, there's so many young people, so many African-Americans, so many Latinos. If we join forces and we go out there and let them know that this outcry, that this violence that is done against our people needs to stop, I'm pretty sure they're going to start listening. Mm-hmm. But all we do is that we bitch and complain to one another and we go by our daily lives because it's not my nephew, it's not my son, it's not one of my own. You know, we feel bad. We, like I said, you know, we just have all these emotions, but we need to put them into play.
You said it, though.
We need to go out there. We need to protest, and we need to say enough is enough. No more Amadou Diallo. No more. It's, I mean, you know, every year, one, two, three, how many is it going to be before, you know, we're going to stand up and do something?
When is enough enough?
You're absolutely right, Queen. Yeah. What is your name?
Bronx. This is Matilda Estrella. Hi, Lisa.
Welcome, Matilda Estrella. Bienvenida. no, we're bilingual here, so bienvenida.
And
our queens are all flavors.
Yeah. Okay, guys.
And that's
we appreciate your calling in, though, definitely.
Okay. Take care.
I did what she just said, man, for real. And parents, y'all need to take responsibility of your children, man. Y'all need to stop acting like you're lazy and you know, and you can't go over there and walk your kid or drop your kid at school and pick them up. And, come on now. You know what I mean? And if you are going to be slightly late, have a backup, somebody that you trust,
yeah,
you know, to help you because you don't want to leave your child out there. Anybody can snatch your kid up, man. It is
mm-hmm.
not a game out here, man. People molest children. We got sickos out here, and it's crazy.
Now, Lush, like Matilda said, you know, she's calling from the Bronx, and she's saying that we all got to put our voices together. But how does one actually start a movement like that? How do we bring back the Black Panthers? How do we bring back the Young Lord movement? How do we, where do we start, Lush? Like,
you know where you start? The same
way you start.
The same way you start. Listen, the same way you start when you're doing a party and you want to promote it.
Yeah.
The same thing like that. You do flyers, you give it to your people, you talk to your people, you get on the internet, you tweet that. That's how you start a movement. You know, the same way you do it to do a party and you invite people to come on down and get drunk, then come on down and listen to the message that we got. It's just as simple as that. It's just people, there's, you know, a lot of people, a lot of talk. There's a lot of people that don't have nothing behind that. It's just talk, talk, talk. You know what I'm saying? That's very rare that people will actually come out unless it's their brother, their family member, their cousin, their neighbor. When it reaches home, that's when people now want to bring out the signs and they want to stay out there till 2 or 3 in the morning, you know, advocating and letting people know, you know, what it is. I mean, it's sad, but it's the truth.
Can we have a recap of the gentleman that walked all the way to D.C.? You remember that guy?
Look at that.
We have Jovan Rosenbarrow, you know, native of North Carolina, that walked all the way from North Carolina to D.C. They didn't even give him a glass of water. They said at least gave him a glass of water. This man selfishly walked there with $60 in his pocket, 3 pairs of socks, and walked in order to make a change. If Martin Luther King, you can go on YouTube and check out the journey, man. You know what I'm saying? We all supported this movement, man, for real. If Martin Luther King could have that march all the way down to Washington, D.C., why can't we do it nowadays? Now, KRS-One isn't the only one that does, you know what I'm saying,
Stop the violence.
The violence movement. We need to stop the violence. We need to take back our neighborhoods. We need to do what we got to do. We need to stop this racial profiling, not just because you're black, not just because you're Hispanic or whatever, that you're allegedly profiled as being, you know, a culprit or whatever. You know what I mean? Sometimes we need to think about, hey, does it hit you only when it's your brother, your sister, or somebody that hits home? Kids are dying out here in the streets, and we're doing nothing about it. But we keep on screaming, talking about we want change. We need to change ourselves. We need to go to our community. Any day somebody can say, oh, fuck, we're doing a party. I'm going to be there. Thousands of people come there. But when it's time for us to make change, there's nobody to be found. What's going on, America? What's going on?
I know, because I do a lot of community movements. You know, I give out food, coats, and all that. And when I'm doing things like that, there's not too many people around, like, really, you know what I'm saying, out there for the positive stuff. But you invite somebody for a club, let's go get drunk or high or whatever. It's like, oh, shit, where all these people come from? Like, you know, like, everybody got just their stuff, like, kind of, you know, messed up. And you know, and then you wonder why things are happening. Like, you have to support what people are doing, the positive movements that people are doing. Like, the same way you can come out and support the stuff that's not so positive, why can't you come out and donate a coat, feed a homeless person, you know, bring a gift to a child that's in the hospital or in need, or buy an extra can of food and give it to the food bank. Like, there's so many things that you can do that doesn't even, you know what I'm saying, take 5 minutes out your day, but people don't think within along those lines. Or just stop and talk to a young person and kind of, like, guide them the right way. If you see them doing something negative, just kind of stop and have a conversation. Listen, you know, hey, you know, you don't need to do that. Maybe why don't you do this instead? Or, you know, what do you like doing? Or something, you know what I mean?
And see, you know, the craziness, you know what I'm saying, that's going on in this world is that we don't got our priorities together, man. We want to party and, you know what I'm saying, all the other stuff. But when it comes down to giving back to the streets, all those people that's walking around, you know what I'm saying, going to get doing this, doing that, causing all this trouble, why don't y'all go ahead and go and clean up your projects? All that graffiti on there, if you want to paint murals, go ahead and paint murals over there. Something nice so these kids can walk and see, man. All these people, all these government officials up here taking all this budget money and putting it in their pocket, and they not helping our community, man. We need to take back our community. You know what I'm saying? These kids need something to look up to, man. Right here in Upper Marlboro, in Maryland, in D.C., in Maryland, Prince George's County, we got the death of an inmate, Ronnie White, who was sent with to the federal authorities. You know what I'm saying? 6 months after grand jury declined to indict anyone connected with this dude's death, man. White was found dead in jail, in a jail cell, June 29, 2008, less than 48 hours after he was arrested in connection to a murder of a Prince George's County sergeant, right?
Mm.
Now, this guy basically was strangled in the jail cell, but basically they dropped the charges on this guy. They dropped his charges on the gentleman, okay, and said that he was innocent. But yet somebody in the jail strangled and killed him. Now nobody knows what's going on. Where is the justice at? What are we doing, people? Correctional facilities, the streets, what is going on? America, we need to speak up and stop acting like androids, man. Every time
no, like animals.
Animals. I mean, we sit here act like animals. We act like androids. We're fighting against a machine. It's not a black and white thing, baby. We need to understand that it's not a racial thing anymore. We're fighting against a bigger machine. And if we sit down and keep on trying to act like we're quiet, we're never going to make any change, and things are going to stay the same.
Amen to the choir.
We're in a recession right now, and we're going. This year is going to be over soon. What change have we made in our lives? What change have we made for our community? We got people dying of AIDS. They got the drugs for it. Why do you think Michael Dragic Johnson is still alive? But they don't want to sell it for the normal people, for the regular people that are poor. We got AIDS. People are dying of AIDS. We got people out here who are poor, who are homeless, have no food to eat. We got our children that are getting slipped through the cracks that cannot read. What is going on, America? You all scream about change. You all scream about making a difference. You can't make a difference. You're quick to spend your money on a party, but you can't spend money to take care of your community. What's really going on?
Wow. Preach on, sister.
Amen. Amen.
Like, paint a sign right now. I'm going to post up outside my house tonight. Stop playing. Stop playing. No, but you know what, Les? That's 100% right there, man, because what happens is, a lot of people are pointing the fingers. Well, you and this, and you forget that you have three fingers pointing right back at you. When you point your finger, you got three pointing right back at you. And what do you do? Well, I mean, why stand there and just say, you know what, this person needs to stop doing this, this person needs to stop doing that. But it's true. What are you doing for your communities? How can we change that? You know what I'm saying? And like that gentleman that walked all the way from Carolina all the way to you know, Washington, D.C., that's something out of this world, man, and he really inspires me, and I look forward to doing something like that. I really, really want to make a change in my community, and I hope that I have some backup on that, man. I really do.
And that's the truth, man, and with the gentleman in the chat room, Mata, that was talking about the mixed signals and everything, he said, he gave a good idea. He said, what if we throw a party? We throw something that we send them a mixed signal. Make it think it's a party, right?
Right.
And basically, it's basically a meeting for change. So calling all y'all people out there, I wonder if we did that. Did you think people would come?
I think so. I think if you add Nick and Patron to the on the flyer, I think they're coming.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Hey, you gotta have some kind of incentive for that.
And a woman there with a cleavage. You gotta give them like a mixed signal, and then they're coming.
The mixed signal.
Yeah,
that's the bait, right?
That's the bait, right there. They come. Mm-hmm.
And we say we're gonna have all like the huge artists there and everything, and it's free. They can't believe it. It's gonna be free. They don't have to pay no money. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah. Oh, we're gonna have a packed house.
What? Packed house.
Free. Yeah.
I'll stand by the door to lock it up. Unless you grab the mic. You know, Emma's always security, so we got this.
You already know.
Basically, talk about change, man. You know what I'm saying? People need to be deprogrammed, and we need to get real, man. We need to get real with ourselves. Stop blaming everybody else. Take responsibility for your actions. Remember, mistakes that we make in life, we have actual control of them. All of our decisions, man, for real. So make sure that you try to make some kind of change in your life. I, myself, and my queens, we are history makers every single day when we wake up, and so are you. Make history every single day in your life. We talked about mixed messages, you know, basically be honest with yourself. Make sure if you do read between the lines, man, be honest with yourself, man. If it don't feel right, don't mess with it. And we talked about the situation that went down in New York about the young African-American police officer off duty that got shot. You know, I mean, the situation is crazy. Gun violence is at a miss with us. We really, really, basically, it's all over the world, and we need to calm it down, you know. Shout out to my people's Renacy. His cousin got, you know, shot. you know, young 17-year-old, you know. I mean, it's nonsense, man. Our children are getting killed out here, and nobody's speaking on it. Sean Bell. Remember Sean Bell?
Yes.
He got shot 50 times, man. Come on, he's leaving a wife. He's leaving a wife and children. Like, what?
Shout out to DJ Car Blaze. That's how I started a cold drive on his honor. He got shot up 16 times.
Amadou Diallo, 41 shots in the Bronx.
And I'm going to do
Anthony Baez, 1993.
Anthony Baez, Abdul Jallo, Jallo that got shot also. And you got, you know, and then you know what I'm saying, you got DJ Carl Blaze. You know, we did a coach job for him too, man. We got all these people, you know, may y'all souls rest in peace, man, that's dying out here for nonsense. And we ain't doing nothing about it, you know. We need change. We need to make a move, man. We need to stop talking. That's why we do shows.
Rest in peace to Tony Melendez, to Edgar Hernandez. And I could keep on. I'm just going to end it right there because I could keep a whole list of people that have been, you know, have died of gun violence.
Yeah, man. I mean, the gun violence is crazy, man. Our youth is dying. People are dying. Little babies are dying from stray bullets, man. Come on, man. Let's get it together. God is good all the time, you know what I mean? And I love y'all. Keep God in your heart all the time, and you know, and he might not be there when you want it, but he's always on time. I pray for all those that sometimes it feels like the devil's in your life. Pray on it and put it in God's hands because he'll make a way. And I pray for my street queens and everybody out there. We want to thank our listeners and everybody that always call in to support us. Swagger, Swagette, Swagger, y'all whole trio, y'all off the hook. We love y'all. We put y'all in our prayers too. You know what I mean? You know, met
in the chat. This is J.O. that called in on the check-in, J.O.
J.O. And also the two lovely ladies that call in. I think
it was from the Bronx, and you know, for her shouting out the book "Why Men Love Bitches" by Sherry Argo. Shout out to them.
Yeah, and shout out to you know, the other young lady that came in and came and supported us, man. We love all of y'all all day, every day. All of our street queens, CG, Michelle. You know, Miss Toy, Felicia Sabri, you know, and two of my queens, you know, live in the building, Lissette, E2K Magazine, Emma, you know, Streets Are Mine. We in the building. We want to thank our sponsors, Diverse Media Group, LLC, StrictlyBone1.com, E2K Magazine Online, Streets Are Mine. .com, along with Music Media, Music Mania TV, Music Mania Television, you know, definitely, you know, support them all day, every day. Keep God in your heart, in your life, and stay focused, man. Stop the violence. Street Queens, the movement. We love y'all. Log on to www.streetqueensthemovement.ning.com. Email us at streetqueensmovement@gmail.com. Also, we got, for the last 2 minutes, we got some new for y'all, some new things that might be going down. We have a Street Queens, the Movement poetry book, a compilation book with poetry that will be coming out soon. Watch out for that. If you do have submissions and you're a woman that you know, has some powerful poetry, everything has to be uplifting. You can email us.
Empowering.
Empowering. So email us at Street Queens. Movement@gmail.com or email Emma at
e2kmagazine@gmail.com.
And send in your submissions for your poetry. We accept
for consideration because we definitely just going to select the ones that are the most powerful because the point of the book is to give empowerment to our women.
And that's the truth, man, because a lot of our women need that. Ladies, Emma, you got some new for the people so they can know?
You know, it's not a new, but I think to me every day is almost a new. My Twitter, E2K_magazine, I'm on a mission. I just dragged the swagger juice, and I want to let everybody know I'm trying to reach 1,000. I'm 519. Come on, lock in, E2K_magazine.
Somebody better sign with that swag.
I just have to do that.
Man, let me tell you, okay, my Nunu is, we have an event coming up on June 7th, okay, it's Makeup by Jillian and Gina Presents the Ultimate Girls Night Out featuring Streets Online at the Deja Vu Lounge in the Bronx, 778 Morris Park Avenue, Bronx, New York, 10467, Sunday, June 7th, 2009, doors open at 5:30. We're going to feature makeovers by Jillian Cosme and Gina Farcai. We're going to have fantasy and romance consultations by Juicy Jaxie, mini manicures by Adela, mini massages by Erica Santos, mini massages by Demi Lee Rosario, mini photo shoots by Alex Salmelage. We have hair analysis by Evelise, skin analysis by Jillian Cosme, Mary Kay products, Avon products, Father's Day gift baskets, raffles, goodie bags, cash bar, and much, much more. You have to RSVP by Friday, June 5th, okay, to RSVP. Contact Jillian Cosme
by tomorrow.
At 347-351-1787 or Gina at 914-320-8391. So let's get it popping.
Did you take a breath off that one?
No, he drank the juice too. He drank the swagger juice too.
Gotta get it in, man. One more minute. StreetsOnMine.com, y'all. Stop playing. What's that? How's that for some new news?
Yeah, man. Check out www.lushradioonline.com. Get the newest, the hottest, you know, information dealing with, you know, the World Wide Web, you know what I'm saying? Get connected, download Diverse Media Group Toolbar, check out E2K Magazine, online, consultingguide.net, hoodpunishers.ning.com, doorfacekillers.ning.com. We get it in. Madame Madonna will be performing tomorrow at Atrium at Georgia Avenue. Check it out. She will be performing live. So check it out if you're in the DMV area. It's going down. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Your girl, Lushy Lush, man, Nunu. We got the book coming soon. The mixtape is going to be going down. It's called Basically for the Love of Hip Hop, Going for Broke. It's 20 to get on the mixtape. It's going to be all over mom and pop shops, all over the internet. If you really want to get exposed and you think you got ear cracked, now it got to be ear cracked. Don't send me no nonsense because it will be rejected. Okay. Send all music submissions to lustradiomixtapes@gmail.com. It's going down. We love you. Same time, same place. Street Queens, the movement. You know what it is. I love y'all ladies. You know what I'm saying? And we are out. And I love Carrie Hilson, for real.
Peace. Amor. Adios.
Buenas noches.
Not again. Oh, this ain't supposed to happen to me.
Keep rocking and keep knocking. Whether you Louboutin it up or Reebokin, you see the hate that they serving on a platter. So what we gon' have, dessert or dessert?
I never thought I'd love like this. When I look at you, my mind goes on a trip. And you came in and knocked me on my face. Feels like I'm in the race, but I already won first place. I never thought flying.
past your Caspers, so we could finally fly off into NASA. You was always the cheerleader of my dreams, it seemed to only date the head of football teams. And I was the class clown that always kept you laughing. We were never meant to be, baby, we just happened. So please, don't mess up the trick. Hey, young world, I'm the new Slick Rick. They say I move too quick, but we can't let this moment pass us. Let the hourglass pass right into ashes. Let the wind blow the ash right before my glasses. So I wrote this love letter right before my classes. How could a goddess ask someone that's only average for advice? OMG, you listen to that, bitch? Woe is me, baby, this is tragic, cause we had it, we was magic. I was flying, now I'm crashing. This is bad, real bad, Michael Jackson. Now I'm mad, real mad, Joe Jackson. You should leave your boyfriend now.
So you gotta take the good with the bad, happy and the sad. Well, will you bring a better future than I had in the past? Oh, cause I don't wanna make the same mistakes I did.
What was it about?